Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. So,
let's get it.
We back at it again. Last week was dumbest of the dumbest humans. There were some dummies. We start off with my story, which was about the best friend's wife that said she had an affair with the friend, but she actually didn't. Oh. Horrible.
That could go really well with today's theme.
True. That would have been better for this one.
Really good one. Yeah.
Would have been way better for this one. Next was the man with his very stupid but very good in bed girlfriend. Was that yours?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Look how good these all were.
Sounds about right.
She was grade A dumb, but he was a douche, so whatever.
Yeah.
Next was the guy accidentally sending the pink eye text to Harris, his landlord.
Yeah. Let's go.
Might have been fake. And then last was the employee spilling the tea at the company dinner. The boss was having an affair with the girl from HR.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Money changes you. I've heard. I wouldn't know, but I've heard that's what happens.
I heard too. I've seen with my own eyes.
Yeah. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
When I get $5, it changes. I get a Polar Pop. I'm excited.
That doesn't cost $5. You can get a box of Milk Duds also.
That's true. And have some 25 cents spare change.
Just about. Maybe. All right. Who had the fake?
Oh, I thought it was... I can't remember who I thought, but...
I think you thought it was me.
I'm going to go Isaiah.
For some reason, I just always think it's you.
Oh, and Noelle, shout out Noelle. She texted me and said, after listening to last week's episode, she said, Isaiah for sure has the fake.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so she guessed you as well.
Oh, guess what, Noelle? It is not I.
Oh! And it is not I. Oh!
Oh, Twat wants us.
Huh? Which one?
It wasn't me either.
Oh! You did not just take off a girl's hat.
She just got shot.
Well, Marley, you're the fake. Sorry.
I'm the fake.
Well, you stumped all of us and Noelle. So.
And sorry, Noelle. Better luck next time.
Yeah, try again. Let's see if she can figure out this week. Noelle. And our other listeners. And the rest of you, I guess.
See if we can find out. That's right. That's the objective. Find out which one is AI generated. I feel like it's getting more and more difficult, personally.
No, I think so, too.
We're getting good. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. If you're listening on podcasts, we have a YouTube channel. Follow us on all your social media platforms, Insta, TikTok, Facebook, or listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Skeezer, Deezer, all the podcast apps. Hit us up.
And send it to your mom.
You won't. Let's get into it. This week's topic is women are shitty too.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yes, it is.
It's hard. This hits hard. This hits deep. And I'm ready.
Two shitty women.
Because we are those women. We embody that.
So these are actually true stories about Marley and Whitney. So.
Exactly. No. Nope, definitely not.
Nope, no. Not me. Yeah, no. Mine definitely not.
I know better than to say anything about this, about their joke. This post comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for kissing my friend's brother without his consent during a truth or dare? Yesterday, I was supposed to spend the night at my friend's house with some of my classmates, and we were playing truth or dare. There really is no reason for us to choose truth since we already know a lot about each other, so we mostly just went with dares. It was pretty fun, and we had some weird challenges. I was staying next to my friend's brother, and when it was my turn, a classmate challenged me to kiss him. His sister immediately told my friend to change the dare, and so she did. To be clear, her brother did not say anything when he heard the dare, and he just laughed. So he definitely looked like he was okay with it, right? Well, wrong, because after I kissed him, he told me, WTF, I am doing, and looked like he was really grossed out by it. I was honestly a bit offended and asked him why he is so gross by me kissing him. I'm actually a pretty okay looking girl, and even if I wasn't, there was no reason for him to act like this. He ended up leaving the game, and my friend told me that what I did was wrong on so many levels and to get out of our house. My other classmates didn't say anything, so I think they were on my side, but didn't want to participate in this argument. I will ask them when they go back home. Anyways, I did end up leaving. Do you guys think I was the asshole here?
Any guy that's single, he's probably like 15, she's probably like 17. This is a win for that kid.
Okay, just because that was your life growing up,
it's not me.
Kiss from a guilt check. Win.
No.
Dare.
So you think that he needed to say, like, yeah, you can kiss me before she kissed him?
Yeah, or indicated a little bit more that he wanted to do it. I don't know.
The dare also got changed.
Yeah, exactly.
So she just like, she just was like, I really want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pounce on little guy.
And she's 17, he's 15?
We don't have ages.
No. Isaiah just said that. But like, that's probably what it is.
We do know that it's her, like her classmate's little brother is the one that got kissed.
Aww. Okay. That's kind of sad.
It's just a way, and like, obviously, the way that he responded, he doesn't really need to have a good reason, but he did not like it. It was not welcomed.
Yeah, didn't want it.
I wish we would have known if she, like, grabbed his face and, like, kissed him, or if it leaned in and he just kind of was, like, it was, like, slow. Because then he would have time to be, like, no.
Yeah. Oh, no, he did not want it. He got up as soon as the kiss was over and was like, what the frick are you doing?
Do you feel like she did it out of to, like, get attention from 100%. All of her friends? Like, she thought it would be funny?
100%.
That's really sad. Like, your little brother's friend, like, imagine me doing that to one of your little brothers when I was in, like, junior high or high school.
One of your little brothers.
Sorry, ew.
One of your little homies.
You're my little brother, and I would not kiss your little brothers.
If you kissed one of my friends...
That would be weird.
I would be pissed.
Exactly.
Exactly why the sister was, like... Yeah. Changed the dare and then kicked her out after she proceeded to do it.
Like, that's disgusting.
Okay, now when I think about it,
think about, like, me. Well, actually, don't, because I wouldn't do that, but...
I think about it in the sisters. Like, if I was the guy, the boy, that's a win.
Really? So, like, if best friend in high school kissed you as a little boy...
Just think of... Don't say any names, but just go through the list, and it's like, you don't get to choose which one.
Yeah,
you don't get to choose,
it could just be any one of them.
If I was 13... 18-year-old put a kiss on me,
you wouldn't mind.
I think it would have been like, dude, guess what happened to me yesterday?
For me,
but for you,
sister, I'd be pissed at my friend.
She's the asshole as in the point of view for the girl.
Oh, but for you, you'd be fine.
I'd be chilling. But obviously, this kid was pissed. So it was like a double whammy of...
And just think, like, it's just if he's not attracted to her, not into her... Involuntary, and she comes on to him like that. She's the worst.
Yeah. What could we do or tell her to get it through her head that, like, what she did was not okay?
I will tell you this. The internet told her.
What'd they say?
They eviscerate her. So first I'm going to read her comments. She made an edit. She said, please do not comment yet. Read this. Okay, I don't know how to explain this without being misunderstood, but could you guys do me a small favor? I used a throwaway account for privacy reasons, but the thing is, if this post blows up, there's a high chance for my friend to still see this. Could you please, instead of commenting, DM me if your judgment is you're the asshole? I promise if I get a lot of YTA DMs, I'm going to accept the judgment as per rule 3, but it's just weird if my friend sees this and sees you're the asshole comments, especially after our last argument. You guys get what I mean, right? Thank you. Time out. There's more.
Oh, my gosh. I hate
edit one. Oh, come on, guys. This post is number one and rising now. Can't you please do as I asked? Would you be okay posting on this subreddit just to get comments full of you're the asshole and your friend sees them and they all laugh at you? Edit number two. Hey, mods, please check your inbox as I sent you a message. It's urgent. Edit number three. Okay, the mods responded about auto mod and they basically told me to suck it up and deal with it. Guys, please just do as I asked. I accept my judgment. So she gets ruined over and over and over again, and she panics on the post. But here,
obviously,
you want us to DM you if we think you're the asshole? Yeah, no, I think I'll do it here. You're the asshole. You kissed him without consent. Doesn't matter if you're pretty or not. Doesn't matter if you know him. Doesn't matter if he didn't object. Saying nothing is not consent. He did not consent.
Period.
Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody else mentioned, like, obviously... If the roles were reversed, if the genders were reversed, it's an older boy kissing a younger girl.
Yeah.
We all know where that goes. Here's another good one. Okay. You're the asshole. Laughter is often a nervous reaction, and you should not interpret it as everything is okay. Mm-hmm. Him being grossed out is his right, even if you're a supermodel. There are plenty of gorgeous people I still don't want to be kissed by. Yeah. You should have realized by his sister's reaction that something wasn't right. And again, you are the asshole for your dumb PM request.
Yes, and it's gross to think that she's trying to be like, I'm actually, like, a decent-looking girl. Like, why, like, I'm getting offended by your reaction.
Why is
like,
this bro, minor like, not attracted to me?
Yeah. Like, that's disgusting.
The reason why I picked this post was because this is not something that a guy would do or could do. Like, this situation is very much, I feel, girl-specific. And, like, bro, like, you are the big a-hole for sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just thought this whole thing was, like, this screamed girl.
Yeah. It screamed women are shitty, too.
Thank you. Not all girls, just the shitty ones rise to the top.
This is so fitting to the theme. You could be the fake. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good, valid, fair point from somebody that has a fake story.
I could have the fake.
You're up next.
But that's valid.
I like that. That was the first thing she thought of. That she had to say that before we switched to her turn.
Yeah, yeah. Before it's my turn, put the blame on
somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, everyone.
But guess what?
That.
She did focus. She was focusing still.
She did listen to the whole story and comprehend it.
This is when I have a fake. I'm so scared to say mine that I don't.
Whose turn? Is it my turn?
Oh.
It's like Whitney. Joe. Whitney? He didn't finish the story.
We're
yet.
Still in the middle of it.
Am I the asshole for sleeping with my husband's best friend to make my husband see how lucky he is to have me? So, I, 32F, have been married to my husband, 34M, for 6 years. Lately, I have felt unappreciated and like my husband takes me for granted. He is always working or enjoying his precious hobbies like hunting or video games over our time together. And I started feeling invisible in our relationship. In an attempt to get my husband's attention, I devised a plan that I now regret. I noticed that his best friend, Jake, 33M, had always shown interest in me. He comes over to our house often and he literally pays more attention to me than my own husband. He compliments me too, which is very refreshing. One night after a few drinks at a party where my husband was busy chatting with others, I decided I was going to really give it a go and flirt with Jake. It felt exhilarating and I thought it might stir something in my husband. And of course, it didn't. His head didn't even turn my way. So I decided to take it up a notch. I asked Jake if he wanted to go with me upstairs to check out the rest of the house. He agreed. Things escalated quickly and we slept together. When we came back downstairs, my husband was wasted with his buddies, not even wondering where I went. Typical. I thought that if I could make Jake fall for me, it would make my husband jealous and realize how lucky he is to have me. The next day, I thought I could keep it a secret, but Jake texted me about how much he enjoyed the night. Unfortunately, my husband saw the messages pop up on my phone while I was in the shower. When I came out, he was waiting for me, pissed, holding my phone. He confronted me immediately, and I felt my heart drop. He demanded to know what was going on, and I tried to explain my intentions, thinking it might motivate him to appreciate me more, but it only made things worse. Now I feel guilty and confused about my actions. Am I the asshole for going through with this?
How stupid can you be?
We could literally move on. Literally go on.
You know she's a terrible driver, too.
Holy crap.
Here's the thing.
And stupid Jake. Jake's an idiot.
Jake is the best friend. Jake's the best friend. So let's do a little bit of digest so to make sure you guys knew. So here's Jake, best friend. Then we have the husband, the wife. The wife feels invisible to her husband. Her husband doesn't give a crap about her. That's what she feels. So she thinks that she's going to flirt with Jake to try and get the husband's attention and be like, look, there's other guys out there that want me too. You better pay attention to me. You better treat me right, boy. Or you're going to lose me to Jakey.
And then 5 minutes later, let's go upstairs and go to Bangtown.
Yeah, everyone's in the house and we're going to go upstairs and get down to business.
You don't like that better?
Yeah, and okay, but hold on. Ugh. Like, first of all, I just have to say it. That screams fake to me. It sounds fake because holy shit, how do you just like, just yeet up the stairs and do that while people are in the house?
I know plenty of couples that have done stuff like that wasted or drinking when alcohol is involved with couples, aka swinging parties. Have we heard of them? They're all over Hulu.
Wait, can I share something that actually has happened to me before?
Yeah.
I was like 12, had a girlfriend. went to the bathroom, came out of the bathroom, found out the next morning that when I went to pee for 30 seconds,
she kissed a guy.
She was making out with this dude.
See, I'm telling you, it is a thing.
Is that messed up?
He also mentioned that he was 13 or 12.
But guess what? But guess what?
But adults bang.
What?
You know what I did?
You made out with her?
No.
Because you liked it?
No. Right after I found that out, I went and cheated on her back.
Oh.
You showed her.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
Not a kid.
That's right.
Are you for real?
And then I broke up with her.
Good boy.
I said, hey, I cheated on you. And then I said, so we got to break up.
Oh, so you took the blame.
Wait, what?
Oh,
I just wanted her to know that I cheated on her. Yeah. Just so that she could be like, oh, wow. That's like, terrible. I wasn't the only one cheating. You know?
See? It's possible.
Can I point something out?
Sure, Joe.
The girl started it.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
She might be the worst human on earth.
Instead of having a conversation, instead of saying, hey, husband, I'm feeling neglected. Could you skip a hunting trip? Could you lay off the video games and pay attention
like
to me?
Like that goes what well. You,
hold on.
Like that goes
yeah,
well.
Yeah, exactly. I guarantee this woman has said that so many times.
Or she said, hey, you piece of shit, you should do the dishes.
That's exactly.
Okay, that probably gives it a little better communication.
Is this about us or is it about
yeah, like, well, you should, I heard this you guys fight about favorite. The dishes just the other and then day. She goes,
this is my new favorite episode. This one right now.
And then right
Joe has been waiting to do
right
this.
Right after she says do the dishes and he says no, she calls up Jake.
She's like, hey, Jake.
Jakey Poo would do anything Jake, for
I'm
her.
Feeling
get
neglected.
Your ass over here, be naked, do my dishes, and then do me.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Jake. She's the worst. That's horrible.
Yeah, we don't.
Women, this particular woman is bad. If other girls, if you're out here listening to this right now.
You've done that before.
No, even if you haven't done it yet, but you think you want to, do something different.
Yeah.
Like, think go about this husband. Yeah. This husband lost his wife at this point and his best friend.
Yeah, you know what he didn't lose? Hunting or video games.
Let's go.
Put your arm down.
I think it's just, like, crazy that 1 second she's like, okay, I'm just going to, like, flirt with him. Obviously, she, like, yeah. really, she
I'm
wanted
sure
to do
she's
it.
She's thought about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She's well, yeah, when your husband isn't giving you attention and this other guy is, like...
Dude. Completely been, understandable.
No, that's not what I'm
it's
saying.
It's so
I'm
chill,
just saying
man.
That she's been thinking
oh my gosh,
about it for
I'm an,
a long
I'm
time.
I'm an idiot. When you say it like that, it's super chill.
No! That's not what I'm saying. I'm not
like
saying...
if anything, it's Jake's fault. It's not the wife's fault.
Yeah, oh, why is he so handsome and giving her attention? Dummy.
Oh, I hope you get flamed.
No, that's not what I meant.
Every
I'm not just
flamed.
No, I'm not justifying what she did. I'm just saying she obviously has been thinking about it.
He
for a
was
while.
Handsome and he's been on her mind for a long time. Can you blame her?
She made her better.
No, I'm just saying she's
I'm on
thought
the same
about
train
it.
As you, girl.
She definitely has thought about it because you ain't just immediately women.
Wow. And guess what?
She's definitely thought about it. That's revelatory.
And guess what? She's. While she was thinking that's shit. She was an asshole while she was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's playing video games again. He's like, he's not with me again.
And Jake's doing backflips
right
next to me.
I wonder what Jake is doing right now.
Yeah. Dang. Is Jake married?
No.
Oh.
Single.
Oh, good.
And he probably does that to every married couple in the state.
Just homewrecker. Full-time job.
So there's one comment that I did like. It said, you might have thought this would make him realize your worth, but it just created more problems. Relationships need open communication, not betrayal.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones saying, like, you suck, your husband sucks, and your best friend sucks. And one guy said...
What if that's not even true?
What?
That he doesn't give her attention.
It could be exaggerated a bit.
Maybe, but I doubt
for
it.
For her to do something like that, she's definitely trying to justify what she was doing.
Mm, I could see that.
She for sure is.
She could have reverse engineered the whole thing. She could have been like, I want to sleep with Jake, and the only way I can do it is if I tell my husband that I was just trying to get his attention, and that's why I did it.
Oh, that's so messed up.
In how could you tell the difference? In what world would that make things better? This is from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for breaking up with my fiance after hearing her bullying my ex-girlfriend? We have been together 3 years, engaged for one. Before her, I dated Sarah, 34, female. We all are acquaintances, and while we don't hang out with Sarah occasionally, we run into her. While my breakup with Sarah wasn't amicable, we are very cordial now.
We don't talk, but my fiance didn't keep it this way, did she? We were at a housewarming party and Sarah was there, which set my fiance on edge, and I noticed that, but I didn't say anything because she's an adult. Then I overheard her talking to Sarah and some other girls. My fiance was laughing and telling Sarah, OMG, you are so fat now. It made me ick. When Sarah left, I asked my fiance, what the F? She laughed and said it was nothing. Sarah did look like she gained a little weight. She left to get more wine, and one other friend told me that my fiance always bullied Sarah. Yeah. I don't want to be married to a bully. I tried talking and discussing it, why it wasn't okay with my fiance, but she was brushing it off and not seeing any problems. I broke up with her. She started crying and begging, but I said it was over. I don't want to be married to a bully. She called me the asshole and that I chose Sarah over her, my fiance. Everyone is calling me an asshole. The only reason I can think of to why she calls me the asshole is that my fiance liked me way before we got together, even before I got together with Sarah. So maybe it was personal for her given the new information that my fiance never liked Sarah and I got together with her.
I feel like he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. If you're seeing your fiance, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're seeing your fiance literally bully someone right in front of you and, like, it's nothing.
Right.
And you confront them about it and you're like, hey, like, what the heck is that all about? And you come to find out she's been doing it for years.
Right.
I don't know. That would be really hard for me. I don't love that. Yeah, that's a major ick.
It is a big turnoff.
Very unattractive.
And there probably was more to her characteristic-wise that he just didn't really vibe with. Like, maybe she was stuck up or had priorities that were different than his.
It takes a certain type of person to be that big of a douche to someone's face.
It like does. It really
to
does.
Fat shame somebody to their face,
like another girl too.
Around,
yeah, around and like in a group, girl. Like that's like that is effed lot. Up.
Yeah,
No, that's enough of an ick to call it off. But it's obviously there's a lot more to it than just the one instance. Like to me, that's like a big character flaw.
Yes,
obviously people are gonna say things behind people's backs. Some people are more of assholes than other people.
Right.
I don't think that's, any of it is like cool, but to do it to somebody's face is, you're a different level, and yeah, she should be single.
Well, and think about like, I mean, that was his fiance. He was going to spend the rest of his life with her. He was going to marry her.
Right.
It was a totally different level, and when you're looking to marry someone, you definitely are looking at them like, okay, they're going to be the future mother or father of my children, mm-hmm. build a life with them. That is definitely not someone you would want to do it with. And I'm really glad he realized she was the asshole and she was shitty and said goodbye.
Honestly, shout out to him for having the balls to call it off if that is the only thing that he could cite. That's the only reason that he could give, like, good for you, bro.
That's he must have had a good feeling.
Read this comment. This is from OP. He says, according to my friend, my fiance has always bullied Sarah for not being from our social status. I didn't know anything about it and never noticed it either.
You're not in our club. You're not rich like us, and you're fat.
Bye.
Yeah, it's best. Wife cheated while I'm deployed. Wow. I think that's all I need to say. I learned back in April that my wife of 5 years, 30F, was having an affair with a guy she worked with. We have a daughter who is 2. Aww. Together, we had built a comfortable life together. Previous to this, we had been going through a rough patch, but I thought it would be something we would work through. I am currently deployed, which makes dealing with the issue more challenging to navigate. After getting caught, she apologized, but I didn't buy it, and I felt I was only being given lip service. We agreed there was no coming back from this, and I truly went from being madly in love with this woman to the sound of her voice, and seeing her makes me see red anymore. She expressed multiple times that she hates me, wants to be with the affair partner, and wants to be divorced immediately. She has this guy over at my house most days of the week, late at night, and she brings him around my daughter to just spite me because she says, I can do what I want and you can't control me. She has also given this individual the garage code to come and go freely from my home. She has played the victim card and all this and truly believes the lies she's telling me. I want so bad every day to post this to social media and destroy her and her image since she's always cared so much about public perception of her.
I feel like there's things in there that he is not saying. Like, why does she hate him so bad? Or is she actually that crazy?
He's deployed.
I'm with you.
Do not start.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm going to give her a shred of the benefit of the doubt and say that there has to be something more the story as to why she hates him so much. True. And he's just presenting like the very clean cut. She cheated on me. I'm serving America. And I did nothing wrong, but she's banging some other dude and letting him in the house all the time, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
1,000%, there's more to the story. However, unless he's cheating while he's deployed or something, she's still the shittiest.
Yeah. Definitely.
Don't cheat on a American soldier.
Is she asking for a divorce? I might have missed that. Like, oh, wants
she
one.
She wants it.
But
really
why
bad.
Doesn't he?
What's up?
Well, he's deployed. Like, I'm sure that you wouldn't want to be, like, just fax me the paper and I'll sign the divorce while I'm
I'm sure he wants to figure it out when he's, like, back.
But wait, there's more.
There's some kind of text. He says, I'll share the exact text that happened in the last few days between her and I. I know that the things have been hard for us for quite some time now, but I also know that it doesn't give me an excuse to do what I did.
Okay, I'm so it.
Yep.
Good.
I am truly sorry for that. I am sorry that I hurt you in a way that will probably never be repaired in your eyes. I'm not asking you to forgive me because I know that you have every right to hold a grudge. With that being said, I want us to get back to a healthy place where we can discuss child and a parenting plan for when you get back. I understand if you don't want to do that and want to go ahead with court to determine a parenting plan. I am just trying to do what is right for the child, so let me know. I do not want to fight. Her following up the next day. Let me know if you want to schedule a time to talk about the child. I prefer to correspond about matters such as a child or the way ahead. As far as your text from last night, I'm still thinking it over and getting my thoughts in order before I give a response. Her. That's fine. I understand. We can talk through text. Take your time if that's what you need. I won't rush you. My response a week later. I don't wish to fight and would like to move forward, but I won't compromise on what I expect as far as acceptable terms for the way ahead. If these terms can be agreed on, I'm more than okay with settling out of court and having my attorney draft the documents. And so, like, what he's saying is he just wants 50-50.
Okay.
And, like, all the money is split. Okay. Like, very fair. Yeah, it's all fair stuff.
Love to hear about a good, clean divorce.
Yeah, that, like, sounded really cordial.
Then, this is what she said. Well, I was thinking more of a progressive parenting plan for the child. She's only two and is very dependent on me. She hasn't seen you in a year and will be very uncomfortable leaving me and going with you. And even before you left, she was very attached to me. So what I was suggesting is the first year do 80-20, then the next year 70-30, and work our way to 50-50. That way she is more comfortable and that gives you more time to get settled. All of the major decisions would still be decided by both of us. I don't care about anything else in your agreement. That's not what I'm worried about. Or me. I'm not at all willing to do anything less than 50-50. And then she goes, I know, but I'm asking you to put aside your pride. And do what's best for the child.
I get where she's coming from.
I do too. My mom's heart is so bad. Just, yeah.
I get where she's coming. No. But I get that, like, the child probably definitely is more dependent on her, more attached to her, which is, but, like, a whole year of, like, well, like, how long is this homie going to be deployed?
Yeah. What happens like when he gets back and he has
his kid? He's not going to.
How do you know that, bro?
Because how does this work? When he gets the child, he has to be home.
No way. He's going to get deployed.
But what do you think he's going to do? If he gets deployed, then obviously the child's going to go back with mom.
It better.
I think he's probably going to end his career with being in the army.
I doubt it.
Well, it just depends. Like, there's...
If he did, then 100%, 50-50.
Don't take the job into account. Just think...
You have
to. Yeah, but not like 80-20 for a whole year. Like, how is that going to make it better, though?
Okay, I don't care. She sucks. She cheated on this guy when he left to go serve our country so that we could be free. She's a...
Yeah. Ah. No, but listen, this is the real point. The whole point is that she didn't suggest 80-20, 70-30 because of his deployment, because of the potential of him going back. She suggested that because she said the child's really attached to her. No, if you guys are getting divorced, child needs to learn to be comfortable with dad.
Right.
So the best thing is 50-50 right away. No way around it. Yes, the mom is going to go through separation anxiety. She's going to be devastated.
But that's the really choice hard. She made when she decided to cheat.
When she decided to, give some other guy the garage code.
Yeah. 1-4-3-2. Pound. Town.
He got Dear John.
Oh, what happened is the neighbor across the street called him and said, hey, I think your wife's cheating on you.
I saw that in one of the later texts, and then that's kind of how we caught on and figured it out.
Just out there, like, in the battlefield, you get in one night, and it's like, hey, an important message.
I'm like, oh, Jerry texted me. I wonder what he's got to say. Oh.
There's a guy in a Ford Focus outside.
For some reason, he knows how to get into the garage.
Some dude rolled up in a Dodge Neon.
He a soul.
Your wife and your daughter call him daddy.
Do you know who this is?
Wait, are you back?
You must have got
jacked. Look really good.
Look at you.
Okay, who do we think is the fake?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Isaiah.
I think it was the one that just had a stroke.
Who's the fake?
It's like, who's the fake?
I think it was Marley.
Wasn't me.
I think it was Marley. That's my guess.
Or you.
Maybe you. Yeah, yours is good.
Really?
Too good.
I think it's either one of the girls.
Well, let us know in the comments. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Podcast? Let us know which story you think is the fake. Please follow us on your favorite podcasting app. Please write a comment. If you listen to the show, we love you. We appreciate the support. Nice. We're just getting started.
Write a review on our podcast.
Spotify or Apple Music. It will help us. It'll help us grow it. And we're having a good time. So appreciate you guys on the support. And we'll see you next week. Fish out of water.